the Arizal brings down. It's brought down the name of the Arizal. That Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Chet. The one thing we don't mention Rosh Hashanah is Chet. For the simple reason, ain't Katoge, Nasa Sanega. You're walking into the courtroom, the last thing you talk about is what you've done wrong. You can try and explain that everything you did is right, but you never go and you stand and you say what you've done wrong. That's where you normally understand the Poshet Pshatim, why you don't talk about Chet on Rosh Hashanah. All our fillers, you don't mention anything about Avera. But the truth is, in the Siddur Groh, in the Akdoma before Rosh Hashanah, he asks an obvious question. We know Moide Beknas Potter. You walk into a court and say, I know I'm guilty. Judge, or I don't know what you call him. I don't know what's a nice, and in Britain you don't call him anything. But you say, Judge, I know I'm guilty. And I regret what I've done. The first thing he does is he forgives you. So what's wrong with mentioning Chet? You're not mentioning Chet and saying, I'm happy I did it. You're saying, I'm sorry I did it. I know I did it. I'm moide I did it. And I'm sorry I did it. What's wrong with talking about Avera? So the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains like this. He says, there's a much more deeper reason behind it. It's not got nothing wrong with mentioning. It's not the red, it's not like a red, you know, the in front of the bull that you put out the red sheet and it comes from it. That's not the fact. He says like this. He says, Rosh Hashanah, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're davening for the Shekhinah. We're talking about the fact that the Shekhinah himself, the Shekhinah is in Golus. You're talking about the fact that the Shekhinah is what's called behest upon him. We don't see it. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be Megale, Kfoit Shekhinose, that all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, from beginning to the end, is all about one thing. Mefiah, the Rebbein Shem should be Mefiah. The Rebbein Shem should show us his presence. Then we should all fear him. The whole world should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are for Malchus. We're coming to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show yourself, reveal yourself. Kavayochel, the Shechin is Betzah. And we're davening to Rebbein Shreinim, all for what? All mitzidoi, that he should reveal himself. When you're talking about such high things, you're talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you start talking about yourself, you know what you've done? You're pregnant. When you talk about yourself, it's like you're going saying, please, Rebbein Shreinim, show yourself. Oh, by the way, don't forget, I'm here also. We don't mention Chet, we don't mention our situation, because there's nothing, we don't talk about ourselves, Bichlal. We are out of the picture when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, maybe Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is about, we're saying, Rebbein Shreinim, reveal yourself. Look at us. You know why we're doing Averas? You know why we're in such a bad situation? Because we don't see you. We don't see you. We have to believe in you, but we don't see you. Show yourself. Ato Kodesh, Veshimcha Kodesh. You are hidden from us. And therefore, Vechein, Tein, Patacho, show, reveal yourselves to us. That's why we don't talk about, in any way, we don't talk about Avera. That's wonderful. Beautiful pshat. Except it's a very, very, very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, even though we don't really understand the reason behind Tkiya Shefer, we don't understand it. Says the Rambam, Remes Yeshboy. There's a Remes. And what's the Remes? Says the Rambam. Kaleima Uru Yesheni Mishenatsa Vinidomim Ikitsu Mitada Maschem, Vichitsu Vazechem, Vichizru Bechuva, Vizichu Beirachem. It's a wake up call. It's saying, wake up from your sleep. We're all sleeping. And what's the purpose of this wake-up call, says the Rambam? The purpose of it is in order to... It says the Rambam, Eilu ha-sheichachim es-ha-emes behev le-azman. These are the people who forget the truth. V'sheigim kol shnosom u'machshavto yashe lo itoi v'olefichoch tzorech kol odom shi... Sorry. Eilu ha-sheichachim es-ha-emes behev le-azman. That's what happens when you're old. The shogim kol shnosom, behev avarik, They're busy with irrelevancies. They're busy with stupidities. Shelo yoyel velo yatzil, all these stupidities are not going to do anything for us. He bitul enafshei seichem, look into yourselves. Veitivu darkeichem, and better your ways. Umalaleichem, and your bad ways. Veyazif kolachad mekem darkoi haro, umachshafta asher lo itoival, says the rabbi. That means shofar is a wake-up call. What's it, a wake-up call? Wake up from your sleep. Look into yourselves. See how bad you are. See the rotten way you are doing. And correct your ways. It's like saying, don't mention hate, but think about it. Not just think about it. Blow a shofar, which reminds you, guys, you're sinners. Change your ways. So you might not be mentioning the word chet. Ober mate, good chet, he's thinking chet. And the whole thing is a wake-up call that you're sinning. You're sinners, you're on the wrong path. Change your ways. You just told me that on Rosh Hashanah we don't mention chet. If we don't mention chet, if we don't deal with our own personal ways, so what's the whole meaning of shofar? The Rambam says shofar is in order to remind us to be chozer b'tshuva. That means we're talking about our aveiros. So we might not mention it, but we're blowing it. What's the difference between blowing it and talking about it? We're b'nei yeshiva. So listen, Musa is not really my thing. So let's learn the Rambam. There's a misunderstanding that when you get to Musa, or when you get to Hashkofer, or when you get to Machshofer, you stop thinking. From then on, it's all emotions. We're not emotions. We're not people who are led by emotions. We're led by Seichel. You want to learn what's Rosh Hashanah? You got to learn up. In the same way you learn a sugi in the mornings, when you want to learn Rosh Hashanah, you have to learn a sugi of Rosh Hashanah. So let's learn a Rambam. The Rambam I just mentioned. There's just push it cautious, that the Rambam doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. The Rambam is Peirat Gimel Milchas Tshuva. So in Peirat Gimel Halacha Gimel, which is the halacha before the one we just mentioned, then the Rambam talks about, listen, every guy when he dies, he gets up the Beis Shemayla, and they start counting up his averus and counting up his mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, so also every Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch says, right, it's time for Mishpat, we start counting up the averus. I start counting up the mitzvahs, says the Rambam. Mi shenimsa tzadik nechtan l'chaim, mi shenimsa rosho nechtan l'misa, v'abeinani, hopefully we're beinanim, v'abeinani toilin oisoi ad yom ha-kippurim, im osa tshuva nechtan l'chaim, v'im lav nechtan l'misa. That's Halacha Gimel, the famous, that is what Rosh Hashanah is, Mishpat, counting up averus, counting up mitzvahs, wonderful. Here is on the Rambam. Af a pishet ki es shefer b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres kosuf remez yesh boy and ulu yesheni mishenasem. It's a wake up call. Think about it. Tivu darkeichem ibitzu b'nachshei seichem. Look into yourself. Self introspection. I think that's the English word used. I've been here a long time. Something. In any case, so you got to look into yourself. All these things finishes the Rambam, carries on the Rambam. The same halacha. The same halacha, says the Rambam. Lefichoch, because shofar is such a thing that it reminds you to look into yourself. Lefichoch, tzorech kol odom shiyira atzmoi v'eskoloi lam kuloi. Sorry, lefichoch kol odom shiyira atzmoi kol shono kulo kilo chetzu ezakai v'chetzu echayef. One of the most difficult lashonos of the Rambam. Because shofar is a wake-up call. Lefichoch. Therefore what? Therefore we have to look at ourselves like chetzi chayek v'chetzi v'chayek. What's the nefichah? Either we are, or we're not. If we're half-half, then we're half-half. If we're not half-half, what's it going to do with the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a wake-up? What's it going to do with it? Also very interesting language. Beforehand, when the Rambam was talking about weighing up the mitzvahs and the averus, he talks about you are mechse schuyois and mechse avoinois. That means mechse sins and mechse merits. You've got the merits on one side, and you've got the avoinois on the other side. Here the Rambam changes his loshon. Says the Rambam, lefichoch. This is mamash a weird loshon. Lefichoch, says the Rambam, tzorich kol odom shiira atzme kol lashon kulo kilu chetzio zakai vechetzio chayev. What's the translation of zakai? Do you know what zakai means? Zakai means when a person goes to the court of law and he comes out and the judge says, you're all right. It's a psak. Zakai means that you are, not that you have zchuyot, it means that you are zakai. You are not guilty. Chayev means you are guilty. How can a person be chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayev? He's half guilty and he's half not guilty. What is that? I mean, I know Jews can do a lot of things, but how can they be guilty and not guilty at the same time? You can have half avoinus, you can have half tzchuyos, but you can't be guilty and not guilty at the same time. What does that mean? What's the lashon rabba? So we have two questions. First of all, what's the lefichoch? And second of all, what's chesh yitzakeh and chesh yechayev? And that doesn't finish there. Finishes off the Rambam. Okay. Says the Rambam, because the shofar is a wake-up call, Noagu called Beis Yisrael laharbois bitstoko ubemaisim toivim velasoik bemitzvahs. That means the Rambam says this. Shofar is a wake-up call. Because it's a wake-up call, lefichach, each one's going to consider himself zakai and chayev, half-half. And therefore what? And therefore he's got to do tzedakah, ma'isim tovim, v'la'asek b'mitzvahs. Why tzedakah, ma'isim tovim? That's not mitzvahs. He's got to be ma'isim b'mitzvahs. The guy is, he's like this. He's gonna push the scales down or up. How does he do it? He has to do a mitzvah or an avera, correct? One or the other. Why does Rama pick tzedakah or ma'isim tovim v'la'asek b'mitzvahs? And more difficult, the Rambam at the beginning said that every person is half schuyais and half avoinis, and therefore he's got to be chayzer b'tshuva. And now he says, no, he's chetzi zaki and chetzi chay, but therefore what? He's got to do tzedakah and ma'isim tovim. What's going on there? What's going on there? What's this? There's a pasuk. A pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya. Pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya says like this: Rachatzu yizaku, hasiru roya malaleichem mineged einoy, chidlu horeya, limdu heitev, dishu mishpat, ashru chomoy shiftu yosei livon bono, luchuva livivachoyim Hashem im yuchateichem kishanim kishelik gabim. Says the Yalkut. There's 10 Lashonis, 10 different languages, which the Pasuk uses here to describe tshuva. Rachatzu, which means wash it. Hizaku means cleanse it, clarify it, to make it clear. Hosiru roya malaleichem, get rid of your avarus. Chidlu horeya, stop doing evil, etc., etc., etc. These are 10 Lashonis, which the 10 Lashonis are against, says the Yalkut, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, very interesting, the Seder, the order is Rachatzu, Hizaku, Hosiru Reyam Alalechem. Wash it, cleanse it, or clarify it, and then get rid of your Averis. So, what's there to do before getting rid of the Averis? Excuse me. So, The Shari Tshuva, the Ben Yehuda says that the Seder of Tshuva, a person wants to do Tshuva, the first thing he's got to do is he has to have Karot. Even before he does a Ziva Sachet, even before he stops the Avera, first thing is you have to have Karot on the past. So say the Mefoshim, Rachatzu and Yizaku was praying on the Ketamim, like the Ketamim are the stains which are on the body of the person. where he's been stained by previous averus. Rachatu hizaku, clean the stains. That means have charot on what you've done, and then hosiru loyem al aleichem. Then the zaziv esachet, go hosiru loyem al aleichem means go away from your bad ways. Zakunta Rebbein Yoina, it's wonderful. But the Rambam in the beginning, in Hilchas Tshuva says, is argues with Rebbein Yoina. And the Rambam learns, the Seder's not like that. The first thing you've got to do is Aziva Sachet. And after Aziva Sachet, you've got to have Charotah. So come to the Rambam, what's Rachatu Vizaku? The first thing you've got to do is Hosiru Roem Aleichem. Get rid of those Averis. Aziva Sachet. A guy's doing an Averis, leave it, says the Rambam. After you've left it, then you can start doing everything else. So what's Rachatu Vizaku? What does it mean? It's as if there's something which comes before Tshuva. Tshuva starts by Hosiru Roem Aleichem. Hosiru Roem Aleichem is Aziva Sachet. Rachatu Vizaku is something which comes beforehand. It prepares the way for Tshuva. And the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which the 10 Lashonos are coming, each one against one of the days. Rachatu Vizaku is against the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is something special. It's not Tshuva. According to the Rambam, it's not Tshuva. Tshuva is Aziva Sachet. Rachatu Vizaku is something special. And that's what the Rambam was talking about here. When the Rambam in Halacha talks about the Shofar, he's talking about something out of the ordinary. Not normal Tshuva. So what is it? What is it? So I'm going to say something very, very, very shocking. But I wouldn't say it myself. I'm going to base it on the Vilna Goy. But it's something really shocking. It's shocking for everyone who hears it. The Goy in the beginning of Megillas Esther talks about the fact that we find in Chazal each one of the Goluyas, there's four Goluyas, each Golus is depicted by a different animal in Chazal. And the second Golus, that means the Churban Bayis Sheni, is depicted by a Chazir. That means the Chazal call the Golus, which there was in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, Chazal call it like a Chazir. Explains the Rambam, explains the Goy, what does that mean? The Goy says, if you look in the Gemara, in Yuma Daf Tes, where the Gemara describes the Churban of the Bayis Sheni and the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. So there the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara says like this, in your minds, what's worse? The first Churban of Bayis was because Bnei Yisrael were even the Gimel Averis Hamuris, Gimel Arayis, Shvichas Domim, Avoy Dezor. The three no-nos. The three Averis which they mamish, that's the ones that pull you down. So if Bnei Yisrael were doing the Gemara, and we're not talking about just one or two guys doing it, there was a Churban the whole of Klal Yisrael. That means we're talking about the whole of Klal Yisrael were under this horrific umbrella of the Gemara of Eiris Hamuris. Okay, that's bad. That's real bad. I mean, that seems to be the Klal Yisrael got to the pit. Then we have the second Bayis. Second Bayis Sheni, says the Gemara, Bnei Yisrael were oisik b'mitzvahs. Gemilas chasodim they were oisik in. They were oisik in Torah. They were really great guys. They had a little problem. Simas chinam. Okay. What's simas chinam? So they get on so great with one another. Okay. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was bad. We'll destroy the Bayis Sheni. Which one's worse? That's like a ridiculous question. Which one's worse? The first one's got Gimel Averis Chamuras. Can you imagine? Thousands of people, Gimel Averis. Thousands, millions, Gimel Averis. Avodah Zorah. Can you imagine there was massive congregations in the middle of Kikya Shabbos? Avodah Zorah. Says the Gemara, you got it all wrong. The first one, the first bias, was Lizgala Kitzel. Lizgala Kitzel. That was revealed to them when the end was going to happen. But the second bias, Lo Nisgala Kitzot, was never revealed when's going to be the end. Why? because it was far worse. Mamash adva pele. Mefurash Gemara. It's not even an Ariza. It's not even, I mean, it's black on white for all of us to see. What was so bad? Says the Vilna Goyin, listen to me, listen what the Goyin says. Says the Goyin, in the first Bais, they were doing terrible Averis. Terrible! But inside, there was that spark. The spark of... They felt there was something. On the outside, there was nothing. But on the inside, there was still something. Says the Goyin, in Bayi Sheini, they were Oisik Begmilas Chesed. They were Oisik Batera. Everyone wore fraks. The whole Klal Yisrael wore white shirts, hats, not hats, humbugs, and fraks. The whole lot. But it was only a dress code. It was only on the outside. In the inside, says the Goyin, there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. Says the Goyin, and it's Loshen of the Goyin. Says the Goyin, they were Tzvuim. Tzvuim means they were fakes. It was a fake. It was Purim the whole year round. They were dressed up beautifully. They did all the right. You got no idea what Shmoy Nessus was like. Every time, the Shmoy Nessus was half an hour long. Everyone was shocking like you can't imagine. Tears were flowing down their eyes. But there was nothing on the inside, nothing at all. Nothing. Says the Vilna Goyin. Loinis gale kitzom. That's like a chazir. The chazir puts out his paws to show that he's kosher. On the outside, if you look only on the outside, the chitzonius, the outside look of the chazir is wonderful. He's kosher. And not only that, he shows it in front. The chazir shows it. He shows his kashrus to everyone. But on the inside, if you look with a little bit more detail, the chazir's treif. Says the Goyin, that's what Chazal are depicting by the chazir. The chazir shows when everything's great on the outside. There was no averus. There was no great averus. You couldn't even pinpoint where the avera was. But they would swear. On the inside there was nothing, and that is a chum which can never be brought back. Till this day, we've not got over it. There's not been a Bayis Shlishi. So I never understood. It's scary to hear. But the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam. How does that go with what the Vilna Goyin says? So I saw once the Alter from Kelm, the Tzim Kuzistel Mekelm. He's mechavan mamash to the pshat of the Goyin without bringing down the Goyin. He's mechavan to the same pshat. And he says, why does the Gemara say Sinas Chinam? Says the Goyin, because the Gemara is going to the Shemesh. He's going to the root of the problem. Why is a person a fake? Where does it come from, this fake? Why can't he serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Tzim Kuzistel Mekelm. He feels himself so much. There's no room for anybody else. There's no room. You know, of all the bad middas, on one middah Chazal say, on a Bagaiva it says in Chazal, Ein ani vahu yecholim lodu bekfifa achas. Chazal say on a Bagaiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, we can't live together. That means we've got this one velata, one square. We can't be together on this square. Me and this Bargaiva, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't be together. Do you know why? Because the Bargaiva, there's no room for anybody else. Everyone's taking from him. Everyone's taking from him. He's the focus of his own world. Everything is surrounding himself. That's why a person has Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam comes from the fact that he can't allow the second person to have. He can't allow it! In Yiddish they say, tut em vei! It hurts! When the his existence hurts me. There's not enough air for both of us to breathe. Because I take up so much place. Says Upsim Chazisl, That was the shailus of the problem in the Ba'i Shemir. A person couldn't give himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just couldn't do it. He brings a pasuk, a beautiful prat. In Parshat Kisovot, we say, a pasuk says, he says, you got this guy. You got this guy. And he's mamash been marbet steira for 50 years. He's got this great long beard. And you know what? He doesn't even sleep nights because he's busy preparing shir for the Talmidim. And he's completely given over to his Talmidim. I mean, he is pure and righteous. And then he gets up, and then suddenly, what can I tell you? He loses his money, invests it in somebody when he loses it. And then his children get soft with his children. And then he, one thing after the other. And he turns around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, tell me why. What could I do more? I've given myself totally over to you. All my life has been for others. Says the Pasuk Tachas, Asher Loi Ovadetos Hashem B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav. Says the Simcha Zissel, you have to know where to put the comma. Tachas Asher Loi Ovadetos Hashem L'Kecho. Comma. What does that mean? Says the Simcha Zissel, you think you are serving God? Es Bitnecho Ovadeto. You were serving your own stomach. All those years of Habotzas Teire, all the years of giving over to others, you weren't giving to God. You were giving to yourself. It's a great feeling to stand and give a shir, to dice and listen to you. To walk into a base of marriage, everyone stands up. To walk into a shul and goes, you know what that is? It's a great feeling. I mean, I have to spend my life going around collecting money. I collect money for my koyel. And you know, I think, you know, I am pure. I mean, everyone tells me. Oh, you know what? It's unbelievable the mysterious nefesh you do. And you know, I think, who knows if it's Hashem Vavdutas Hashem Olikecho. I mean, you know what it's like to be irrelevant? Chas v'shoim, if I'd have to sit in my home and just sit and learn, who would tell me, oh, you're such a wonderful guy? That's what it means. Tachas Hashem lo yavadoto as Hashem Elokecho. You didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You served yourself. It was one long ego trip. From beginning to the end. Your mind was never on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mind was on serving yourself. Says the Pesuk Mezizel, what's the end of the Pesuk? Tachas Hashem lo yavadoto as Hashem Elokecho. Come. How do we know if you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu or serving yourself? It's a difficult question to ask. If you have to look in the mirror and say, listen, what am I doing? How do you know? Says the Pasuk. If you're happy, if you're doing it b'simcha, it's not for yourself. Because when you're doing it for yourself, there's always the feeling, maybe I could get more. I mean, I noticed two guys in the corner who didn't stand up when I walked into the Beis Hamikdash. Or they're not listening to them. There's always something, this little teeny thing in the back of your mind which tickles you, which you never ever happy. Says the Pasuk, Tachas Hashem lo yavadeto as Hashem Elokecho. How do I know that you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because it wasn't b'simcha b'tuv leivav. If it would be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be b'simcha b'tuv leivav. If it wasn't a simple to labor, it was beat mechor vadato you were serving. If we say, listen to the Kiddush, it's an unbelievable Kiddush. We think, you know, oh gosh, I've done so many bad things. How am I going to, I've got so many things to do, I've got to think about all the horrific averas I've done. And I've got to trip on averas. We've got much bigger problems than that. Our problems are not only our Averis. If the Averis would be our problem, we'd be, I don't know if we'd be okay, but it'd be better. We've got a much bigger problem. Were we Ovadeto Hashem Elokecho? What we did, the good Maisim we did, our Maisim Tovim that we did, why did we do them? Most guys don't think at all. You ask a guy, why did you put tefillin on? I don't know why I did it. Did I do it? Did I even know if they did it or not? You ask a guy, did you put tefillin on? I think I did. Moment. Yeah, put it on. Most people don't even think when they're doing a mitzvah. And if they do think, what are they thinking? You know why I'm putting on my tefillin? Because if he catches me without my tefillin, I'm dead. Or, do you know why I'm doing this thing? Because if he looks at me, I look good, right? I mean, I learned great this morning. I had some good catches. Do you see all the guys looking at me? That means our problems don't even start with Averis. Averis, that's the Chum Bayis Rishon. Chum Bayis Rishon was for Averis. Averis, we can deal with. It's gonna keep on. Give you a fixed amount of punishment, you're over. Our problem is the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni was, the problem was with the mitzvahs they did. Why did they do it? Chas v'shom lachmona litzlon. To do Meisei Mitzvah for the wrong reason. When you do it for the wrong reason, then there's a chuban of leinisgala kitzon. You never get out of it. Never. That means always we have to look on two different levels. There's our averus, but besides that, there's the problem of the mitzvahs. What about the mitzvahs that we did? Let's go back to the Lashon of the Pasuk. Rachatzu vihizaku hosiru ro'am al aleichem. Hosiru ro'am al aleichem is aziva sachet. Aziva sachet, says the Rambam, is the beginning of the Seder of Tshuva. You have to have tshuva on the averus you did. That starts with aziva sachet. What's rachatzu vihizaku? Rachatzu vihizaku means cleanse your mitzvahs. Look at the mitzvahs! Look at them, they're all misty, we don't know what they are. Let's clean it. Rachatu. Hizaku. Let's polish it till it's crystal clear. Look at your Meisim Toivim. What was I doing all the years? When I woke up to learn, why was I learning? When I davened, why was I davening? Why was I doing the mitzvahs? Rachatu Hizaku. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah comes before tshuva. You're accepting the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept it means I'm here to serve you. That's not just to do the physical actions. It's not just to do the, you know, to wake up and half asleep put on the tefillin. That's nothing. Chas v'shalom, that's chilul. I'm taking the holiest things and making it into big chulin. If I accept the Malchus of Rabbein Shalom, I am an Eved. I'm here to serve Him. Every action has to be accounted for. We're not talking about the Averis, the mitzvahs. Was it Avdus? Was it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rachatzu v'zaku. Cleanse the mitzvahs. Clear the mitzvahs, they can see through it. Shefer, Rabbeisai. Shefer comes from the notion of Leshapel. Shapru Maseichem. Shapru Maseichem is the notion which Chazal use on Shefer. We say it in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Shapru Maseichem, the notion of Shippur, is the notion of Liyapois, to make beautiful. Shapru Maseichem is what Shefer is. Shefer is to beautify my actions. Shefer is not here to remind us of the Averis we learned. Shefer is to remind us of the actions we should be doing. Shefer is here to remind us to beautify our actions, to take those Maisim Toivim and be Meshapel, make them beautiful. One day in our life to think, why have I woken up this morning? Why on earth am I in yeshiva? Besides the fact my parents wanted me to be here. Why am I here? What am I here to do? What are my actions? Shafru Masechem, that's a lashon of Shefer. Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, now we'll see what the Rambam means. The Rambam in Tein Halacha Gimel was talking about averus and mitzvahs. You have to weigh up your averus and the mitzvahs. And you have to judge whether you're Beinoni, whether you're Tzaddik, whether you're Rosh, it's counting them up. Says, but you know what? Why don't we have a guy? Let's take, take a guy who's actually counted his mitzvahs and averus. And he knows, listen to me, 17 averus, 37,000 mitzvahs. All right, we know he's a Tzaddik. He's not a Beinoni. Says the Rambam. What's the inyan of Shefa? The Rambam never talks about Chet, not once. Says the Rambam, now listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The beautiful Lashon of the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Remez yeshpoi, kelayma uru yeshenim shenachem, wake up, v'nidomim, uru yeshenim shenachem, v'nidomim yikitsu mitadam asem, wake up from your sleep. The chipsumas b'maseichem, search your actions. Search your actions. V'chozru b'tshuva v'zichru b'lachem. What does that mean? Eilu ha'sheichim esayemes b'av lezman v'sheinim kol shnosom u'machshav b'hevav v'rik asher lo yoyo v'lo yatzir. These are people who spend their life empty. He doesn't say doing averus. Emptiness. Hevav v'rik, emptiness. He beitu l'nafshei seichem. Look into your hearts. V'heitivu darkeichem. He's not talking about. He's not talking about being chayze b'tshuva on that virus you've done. Heitivu darkeichem. Make your ways better. The ways doesn't mean that virus. That means your mitzvahs. Look at what you've done. Why did you do it? Look into yourselves deeply. Why did I do it? Nachpes odorachenu v'nachkeiro, we say. What's nachpes odorachenu v'nachkeiro? Says the Brisker Rav. Nachbas odrochein of lachkeira is going on the mitzvahs. Lachkeira, we have to be choike and doyrish. Investigate. If I did a veir, no, I did a veir. I don't need to too much investigate. There's not really too much to think about. Nachbas odrochein of lachkeira. Look into your actions and investigate. Says the Brisker Rav. But why your mitzvahs, not the veirs? Look into the maisim tovim you did. Why did you do them? That's not easy. For that, you need to be a Sherlock Holmes. For that, you have to investigate. And that's what the Rambam's talking about, the Darkeichem. The positive actions we've done. Search them. Understand them. That's what the Shefa's telling me. The Shefa's a wake-up call to search my actions. I've done the Maisim Tovim. Says the Rambam, Lefichach. Therefore, every person is mechsa al mechsa. Why? Even if he counts up 37,000 mitzvahs against three averus, he's still a mechsa al mechsa. Because the 37,000 mitzvahs, who says they were mitzvahs? Es bit nechor vatatom. You were serving yourself, you weren't serving the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Every person, never mind what the count is, we know he has to be choshesh, maybe he is a mechza mechza. But here's interesting. Here the Rambam says, mechza zakai u mechza chayef. Because he doesn't mean the count of mitzvahs and averus. He doesn't mean that he's got 27 sins and 37 merits. He says every person has a dual. He has to look at two different aspects. He has to look about his averus and his mitzvahs. Count up how many averus against the mitzvahs. In that, it could be a zakah. It could be, it comes out that as far as the count of averus and mitzvahs, he's a zakah. But he's nevertheless a chayev. At the same time, he's also a chayev. Why? Because if you count up the mitzvahs and averus, you see, he's not such a sinner. Okay? So he's not a sinner. But I tell you one thing, he's not a good guy. He's still a chayev because his good actions weren't good. His good actions were good. Lefichos, says the Rambam. Therefore, what do we have to do? How do we get rid of this horrific problem of the person who can't think about Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's his problem? He's thinking too much about himself. There's no room for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what do? He has to work on the fact to give room to others. He's got to give work. He's got to work on what? His ego. He's got to work on the fact that there are others in the world. So what's the tikkun? tzedakah u'maisim tovim. Give to others. Think about your fellow man. Work on it. Work on the feeling that I'm not alone in the world. There are others. I'm not talking about the third world. Everyone loves to be a philanthropist, to give to the third world Biafras. Those, you know, the Africans who only sees the bones. I'm not talking about them. Your brothers. The guy sitting next to you. And the one next to him, the one next to him. Hey, Tivu, be native to others. When you get rid of your ego, you know what your first thing you'll do is? Be able to think about God. When you are not so important, you think about God. And that is the union of Shefa. Shefa is not talking about Averis. The reason said we don't talk about Chatoim. We don't mention Averis, and we do nothing to remind us of Averis. Shefa is not to remind us of our Averis. Shefa is to remind us of our Ma'asim Tovim. Shefa is there to remind us to think about the things we did do. Did we do them properly? The Mishnah at the end of Seder talks about what we're living in now. Ikvus of the Mashiach. Ikvus of the Mashiach. And it's a wonder, unbelievable thing. If you look at the Mishnah in Seder, from the Mishnah of Reisa at the end of Seder, it's mamash ruach hakodesh, pshuto kimashmo. It depicts exactly what's going on today. It says like this: Beikvus of the Mashiach, chutzpah yazgi. What's chutzpah yazgi? Chutzpah yazgi means there'll be no respect. No respect. I mean, especially in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you have a little kid, you know, miata. I could be your great granddad. They don't even realize. I mean, I'm talking about that. So it's all the rest of the world also. Chutzpah yazgi. Carries on. Yokei yami. What's yokei yami? Collapse of the stock markets. Currencies, the fluctuation of the currencies is with no sechel. I know we invested money with a guy in America, he lost it all. He says to me, oh, every time I was sure it was going to go up, it went down. Everything went down, it went up. He says, it's completely haywire. Yokei yami. Interesting, the Mashal. The Mashal says, why is it yokei yami? He says, because the guys on the stock market, he says, the guys who are selling the shares, he said, they put up the prices to such an extent it became a fake balloon, and the balloon pops. Loshon HaMashal, that's the credit crunch of today. Unbelievable. And it goes on, loads and loads of different things. And I think it's a B'chonon Wasserman who describes how every single thing in the Braisa depicts the situation today. And you have to look at them, it's in the Mishnah, it's unbelievable. I mean, every single thing is talking about really about today. There's one line which I never understood. Beisvad yeleznus. What do you mean, beisvad yeleznus? Says Rashi. Beisvad yeleznus means that the botei midrashim, excuse my language, the botei midrashim become a brothel. Beisvad meaning the botei midrashim with the talmid chum seat will become a mokif haznus. Listen, this. I'm not saying we're at the bottom here. I mean, I agree to that, and everyone knows it. But we've not got there. What does it mean? What does it mean? Beisvad, yeleznus, what does it mean? The boy said, I'm going to tell you what it means. Znus is an action for the truth. It's an action for a second, 1 second satisfaction. There's no truth, there's no depth, there's no meaning. There's no meaning. There's no meaning to the relationship. It's nos. There's no meaning. It's like happens b'mikra, something which happens without any meaning, without any seriousness, without any connection. Nothing. Nothing. Says the Mishnah, Beis Vad. Are yeshivas. The places of learning will become a place of no meaning. doesn't mean of no meaning. It doesn't mean they're not learning. It doesn't mean they're not sitting and learning. But it means the learning has no meaning. It means that the learning isn't more than the 1 minute that it's done. There's not one single depth, there's not one single connection to the learning more than that 1 second in front of the Gemara. Why? Because that's where we're holding today. No thinking. No thinking. There's no thought behind. How many of you have asked why? I give a vad once every 2 weeks to English Jungerleiter. Jungerleiter sitting in Brisk, in all sorts of different places, real long, you know, beers and bears, the whole lot of things. And I asked him a question a few weeks ago, and it was like shocking. I said, how many of you have ever asked this question? Why? He goes, what do you mean? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why? And I don't mean to tell me because everyone does it. What do you mean? If I wouldn't do it, I wouldn't have got a shidduch. I've got a shidduch. I'll go get a job. I'm going to get a job if I don't want to learn. What do you mean? No, why? Is there any real meaning behind what I'm doing? And you know what? I said, honestly, think a minute and answer me. There was a stunned silence. No one had anyone to answer. Because they'd never thought of the question. Shafru ma'aseichem, shipru ma'aseichem. The void of Rosh Hashanah is to ask that one question. Why? The void of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not easy. It's not just, you know, you say, you've done nothing. It's that thought. Am I serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Why am I doing this? Why am I learning? Why am I davening? Why do I wake up? Why am I sitting in the Beis HaMidrash? That one question which unlocks the depths of your heart. He bitu b'nafshei tzeichem. Open up that heart. Open it up. It's hard. You have to smash it open. But look inside. He tivu darkeichem. Hey, Tivu Darkechem is, I honestly want to learn. I honestly want to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah isn't the Chatoim. I don't want to sit and thinking about all the various you've done. That's also, you've got to deal with that also. That's another issue, and you have to deal with it. That's true. But we're too much Rachatzu v'izaku. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah which come before Tshuva, according to the Rambam, that's Heitivu Darkeichem. That's to open up the deepest part of your heart and see, why am I here? And until you've answered that question, you're not Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. You've done nothing. It's like going to the coronation of the Queen in England and standing there waving a flag. You know, you couldn't really give, excuse my language, a damn whether the queen's alive or whether she's dead or whether she's a queen or she's not. But everyone's waving in the flag. That's not Malchus. That's Purim. Don't change Rosh Hashanah to being Purim. Rosh Hashanah is Hitivu Dakechem. Rachatzu v'izaku. Hibitu b'nafshesechem. Look inside and ask that one question. Why am I doing it? In Misashem. Mishlobi Zeicha, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of our hearts, and to be Meitiv Darkeinu, and to succeed in the Rachatzu V'Izaku, to look into ourselves, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly on us, and to be Zeicha, to be Azriel Tzedek, being head of Yomeinu, Omen. Thank you.